Next on News for the Soul, Me Time with Victoria. Victoria Enriquez is a nurturing, compassionate, positive voice on the news for the soul. She is a Reiki practitioner and a certified sound healer, providing sound baths and chakra balancing with tuning forks. Her energy is beautiful, and the way she shares and heals the sense of well-being in others has proven insightful. Meditation is part of every session she provides. Come listen and enjoy. Please welcome Victoria Enriquez back to News for the Soul.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Me Time. An hour of your day to relax your mind, lift your soul, and listen to some sound healing sounds to improve your life. Meditation time is a reminder to always take time for yourself and just breathe. Everything gets better with meditation. As always, I'm so happy to be here with you once a month to share meditation, sound healing, and Reiki energy with all my listeners. I'm Victoria, and I will be hosting this hour, so whatever you're doing, keep listening. It's sure hot here in Arizona. I cannot wait until after October when it starts cooling down. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to forget the importance of taking time for ourselves. I have been working on my own self-love, and having more time alone has been valuable on my healing journey. I was originally convinced I never wanted to be alone, but it just took time to figure out why. Then it all made sense, and I was able to let that go, love myself enough to struggle through feelings I avoided for years. But self-care is what I'm talking about right now. It's if you have people in your life and you no longer feel meaningful to them or you don't feel valued, then that should be when you realize it's negative and you've had enough and it's time to make some changes. When you dive into things like that, that make a life, it makes your life a little brighter and a lot more meaningful, and it feels good to know that you're being a better human to yourself. I know so many people just don't do enough for themselves. They're just busy, busy, busy doing everything for everybody else. And self-care and self-love is huge for our universal energy and for awakening consciousness. Raising the frequency of the collective through intention really works. All of this is what I have discovered over time. And today we are embracing a topic that's close to my heart, self-love through self-care. I want to share about this subject because so many people, like I said, don't take time to stop and do something good for themselves, something that brings them joy to their whole life, even occasionally at least. I wanted to reach out with a gentle reminder about the significance of self-care, whether it's a few moments of quiet reflection, a walk in nature, a holistic energy healing session that intrigues you, or simply allowing yourself to rest. Nurturing your well-being is essential. Self-love isn't just a buzzword. It's a vital practice that fuels our happiness and well-being. But how do we weave self-love into our daily routines? Well, let's explore some simple yet powerful self-care activities that can help you shine from within, because you deserve to feel balanced and at peace. And I hope you can find ways to incorporate self-care into your daily routines. Please know that you are valued and cared for, and your health and happiness matter deeply. Many people do not fully understand what self-care means. Self-care is the practice of taking care of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of your life to promote health and wellness. Number one, you can start your day with intention. Begin each morning with a few moments of mindfulness. Before diving into the hustle and bustle, take a deep breath, set a positive intention for the day, and appreciate your body and mind for all they do. It could be as simple as saying, "Today, I choose to be kind to myself." Another way is creating a self-care ritual. You can find an activity that nurtures your soul and make it a regular part of your routine, whether it's relaxing bath or using your essential oils. You can use them in the bath too. Journaling your thoughts or practicing a short yoga sequence. These rituals create space for you to reconnect with yourself. Prioritize rest and recharge. So many people don't take sleep as important as it really is. Rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Give yourself permission to take breaks and unwind. Sleep well, take power naps if you need to, and don't feel guilty for needing downtime. Your body and mind will thank you. Another way is to engage in joyful activities. What makes your heart sing? Painting, dancing, hiking, reading a good book even. You should make time for these activities as they fuel your happiness and remind you of what makes life special for you. Always practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. This could be done through a gratitude journal or simply in your mind, a mental list. Focusing on what you have rather than what you lack can shift your mindset toward self-appreciation. And connect with your inner circle. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who uplift you and encourage you. Genuine connections can offer a sense of belonging and reinforce your self-worth. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Set boundaries. Learn to say no, especially when you need to protect your energy. Setting boundaries isn't about pushing people away. It's about respecting your own needs and ensuring you have space to recharge. So there you have it. Simple, actionable ways to infuse self-love into your daily life. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's a vital part of living a balanced and fulfilling life. Embrace these practices and watch how your self-love blossoms. For short-term, people who practice self-care can see positive changes such as reduced stress levels, because putting your health and needs first, along with giving yourself a bit of rest, can significantly reduce stress levels. Increasing self-worth. The more you take care of yourself, the better you will feel about who you are as a person. This is because more of your core needs will be met on a regular basis. Feelings of belonging. That's a short-term benefit of spending time with others, and it will provide feelings of belonging and love, which is good for your overall mental health. Now, while the short-term benefits of self-care are good, the long-term benefits are what self-care is more focused on. Some of the long-term benefits include managing chronic conditions. By practicing physical and mental self-care strategies, conditions such as depression, diabetes, and heart disease can be more effectively managed. Disease prevention. Implementing self-care practices such as exercise, healthy eating, and stress management techniques reduces the risk of heart attack, stroke, and obesity in the future. And the old stress again, stress reduction. Stress affects all systems in the body. Chronic stress can lead to chronic health conditions. Practicing self-care that reduces these chronic stresses can help lower risk of developing heart conditions, high blood pressure, gastrointestinal disorders, and so much more. Having healthier relationships. When taking better care of our personal needs, we are better able to engage in healthy relationships, partially due to increased self-esteem and self-worth, and improved job satisfaction. I read about a study of nurses who found that those who implemented intentional self-care practices had significantly higher job satisfaction. So Self-care practices could improve job satisfaction and teamwork while reducing burnout. Authors of a review of multiple studies concluded that the solution for burnout is complex, but self-care strategies are one of several components that could be effective. Also, improved quality of life is the big one. When self-care practices help to better manage health conditions, reduce stress, or create a greater sense of belonging, overall well-being and quality of life do improve. Okay, so I'm going to read this poem. It's awesome. In the quiet hours before the dawn's embrace, where whispers linger and shadows trace, there lies a truth profound and whole in the rhythm of self-care for mind, body, and soul. Amidst the rush of days unending, where fleeting moments need defending, pause, dear heart, and softly know the essence of life in this ebb and flow. For the mind is sanctuary to tend, where thoughts find solace and dreams ascend. In the hush of contemplative hours, unraveling knots, unwinding powers. Feed your body with tender care. Nourish it well with mindful fare. In every step and every breath, let movement be a dance of health. And for the soul, that gentle flame, whose whispers guide, whose essence claim, seek the quietude where spirits soar, and find the peace at your heart's core. In the tapestry of life's design, self-care is the thread, pure and fine, binding together, making us whole, mind, body, and soul, a harmonious goal. So take this moment, embrace the call, to nurture yourself amidst it all. For in this journey, as seasons roll, self-care is the anchor healing the soul. I love that. I love AI. It's amazing. With self-care in mind, I'm happy to offer you this soothing sound bath. And a little ways through, I'm going to lead you with a radiant love-guided meditation. And then that will be it for me today. But meanwhile, enjoy the sound bath. take a little break and let you know that it's so important that we check in with ourselves regularly to be aware of how we are feeling in the body, mind, emotions, and the heart. This meditation will guide you into connecting with your beautiful soul. It will help you open up your heart to greater intuition and presence in your daily life. The intention behind the words is to help you connect more fully with the wisdom and love of your soul and to be more aware of your state of being as we move through our daily activities and interactions. Good afternoon, beautiful soul of mine. Thank you for always being with me and for guiding me. I am thankful for this new day. My intention is to move through this day with a sense of presence and ease. May I remember to be kind to myself today. If I start to feel stressed, may I remember to focus inward once again into my heart, my safe sanctuary of love and compassion. I'm willing to let go of old patterns that no longer serve me. I am willing to release any energy that feels stuck or stagnant. I am ready to release any small-minded thinking. This is my time for expansion. Love is more vast and magnificent than I can imagine with my human mind. This love is a cleansing love, a releasing love, a healing love. I welcome this healing into my body. I welcome this healing. I feel my energy field expanding with this radiant and healing love. I am safe within my energy field of healing. Healing love. I am thankful for the gift of this day. May I be present and loving in all that I do today. Thank you. Okay. How does everybody feel? Awesome, I hope. Well, my website is www.meditationtimehome.com. I am on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and all my archive shows about each chakra can be heard from my archives on Newts for the Soul profile page. Next time. Bye, everybody. Have a great rest of your week.